Doug.
Here we have the Limu Emu in its natural habitat, helping people customize their car insurance and save hundreds with Liberty Mutual. Fascinating. It's accompanied by his natural ally, Doug.
Limu? Is that guy with the binoculars watching us?
Cut the camera. They see us.
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Savings vary. Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Excludes Massachusetts.
Hey there, beautiful brains. Welcome back to ADHD, but make it spiritual. I'm your girl, Laura Bennett. And let's be honest, sometimes life feels like a whirlwind, right? Between deadlines, commitments, and trying to keep up with our own thoughts, finding time for self-care can feel like an impossible feat, especially when you're buzzing around with that beautiful ADHD energy. But here's the thing, my friends. Self-care isn't just a fluffy add-on, it's essential fuel for your well-being. It's not selfish, it's strategic. Think of it like this. You wouldn't run your car on fumes, would you? So why treat your incredible brain and body any differently? Today, we're diving into the juicy topic of how to prioritize self-care even on those jam-packed days. Because trust me, it's totally possible. I know what you're thinking, Laura, you've got to be kidding. But hold on tight, because I'm about to spill some seriously good tips that will change your game. Let's break down 5 key takeaways that will help you rock self-care even when life throws its curveballs. Number 1. Ditch the all-or-nothing mindset. I know, it's tempting to think that self-care is this massive, luxurious spa day or a week-long retreat. But let me tell you something, self-care can be as simple as taking 3 deep breaths before tackling that daunting task list, listening to your favorite song while you wash the dishes, or enjoying a cup of tea in absolute silence for 5 minutes. It's about finding those little moments throughout your day to recharge and refuel. Ever feel like you're constantly running on empty? Self-care can be your energy boost. Number 2. Schedule it in. Seriously, treat self-care like any other important appointment. Block out time in your calendar, even if it's just 15 minutes here and there, and make it non-negotiable. Think of it as a sacred time for yourself, where you give yourself permission to unplug, unwind, and simply be. Remember, you can't pour from an empty cup, so fill yours up intentionally. Number 3. Embrace the power of no. It's okay to set boundaries and say no to things that drain your energy or don't align with your priorities. You don't have to please everyone all the time. Saying no can actually be a form of self-care. It allows you to protect your time and energy for what truly matters. Ever feel like you're constantly saying yes even when you want to say no? Learning to say no can be liberating. Number 4. Move your body in ways that feel good. Exercise doesn't have to be a grueling workout session. Find activities that you genuinely enjoy, whether it's dancing, yoga, taking a walk in nature, or simply stretching. Movement is such a powerful way to release stress, boost your mood, and connect with your physical self. Number 5. Nourish yourself with goodness. What you put into your body matters. Choose nourishing foods that fuel your energy levels and make you feel good from the inside out. Hydrate regularly, get enough sleep, and treat yourself to healthy snacks when you need a pick-me-up. Remember, taking care of your physical health is just as important as taking care of your mental and emotional well-being. Let me tell you about a time when I felt completely swamped with deadlines and commitments. I was running around like a headless chicken, barely sleeping, and definitely not prioritizing self-care. Sound familiar? Well, one day I realized I was on the verge of burnout. I had this huge presentation coming up, and I knew if I didn't take a step back, I wouldn't be able to give it my best. So, what did I do? I booked myself a 2-hour massage. Now, some people might think that's extravagant, but for me, it was essential. It helped me de-stress, clear my head, and come back feeling refreshed and energized. When I presented the next day, I felt confident and focused, all thanks to prioritizing self-care in a small way. So remember, even on those super busy days, you can make time for yourself. Schedule it in, prioritize it, and don't be afraid to say no when you need to. You deserve it. This episode has been all about making self-care a non-negotiable part of your daily routine, no matter how packed your schedule is. Remember, even small acts of self-love can make a huge difference in your overall well-being. So go out there and be kind to yourself. You are amazing. And don't forget to share this episode with a friend who could use a little self-care boost. Also, if you have any tips or tricks for making self-care work on busy days, drop them in the comments below. Let's learn from each other. Until next time, keep shining bright, beautiful souls. See you soon.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.